This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on your television. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. The Alexandria location is now open and taking appointments. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, October 11, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Good morning to everybody.
That is the foursome, as always, on Thursdays. We open up the phone lines. You can steer the show. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister Lines. Love to take some calls early because we've got a bunch of guests later in the show. 800-636-1067 is the number. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply.
Zip line.
And you can tweet us at Junks Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk some puck with Alan May, Capital Studio Analyst for NBC Sports Washington. Got to like what you saw last night.
Nice win.
At home.
Precise.
Impressive performance all the way around for the Caps.
Let me ask you a question. The play there where Orpik, I think, got cleanly smoked up against the wall there, and then he fell on the ice awkwardly and had to go off. Came back, seemed to be fine. But in that instance, with no Tom Wilson there, who's our enforcer? Is it DSP? Because he seemed to be the one that was kind of sticking up for him a little bit. He was the one that was chatting. It seemed like DSP was willing to throw down if anybody wanted to.
In the absence of Wilson, DSP, I guess, could be a poor man's Tom Wilson.
Right.
Yeah.
Who else is there? Somebody said Orpik.
Enforcers just...
It's not Lars Eller.
It's kind of an old school term. I mean, there aren't that many guys that...
Yeah, but you need a guy, though. You're still going to have a guy.
Not that many teams have just... The roster spots are so precious that they don't have one guy who can barely skate who just goes out.
No, I'm not saying that.
Everybody.
Not saying an old school guy that can't skate and
probably
is just
DSP.
A fighter.
DSP
I'm saying who's going to be the guy that's going to stick up for your guys. Not saying he can't play. I'm saying he's going to be
probably
your guy.
Yeah, I guess DSP would fill that role.
I think so. I was kind of excited to see something happen. But I think it was a fair hit. But yeah, man, you not having Tom Wilson for 20 games beyond just the offensive contributions. Yeah, definitely.
But I'd say you're off to a pretty good start. I know it's only three games, and they are going to have a Copley game tonight. That's a wild card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they're in New Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we thought this would be the spot where you would see Copley. But
New Jersey, slight favorite. New Jersey only played one game.
So they're rested and refreshed at home. But, I mean, just what a performance from Cousy, a goal and three assists. Ovi just basically scores in every game.
Ovi playing like he's 25.
Nick Backstrom, super under the radar, goal and assist, two-point night for him. He gets no very little love, but
so this was tight. Was this 2-2 at one point? Did they ever tie it in the third?
I remember it was 2-1, then it was 3-2. I can't remember.
They kept drawing close, and then the goal that was taken off the board because it was an offsides would have kept them, I think, within another goal. So that was a good challenge by Reardon and company.
It was 2-0, then it was 2-1, and then I remember it being 3-2. I can't remember if it was 2-2.
Check that. Yeah, good win. Golden Knights off to a 1-3 start.
Yeah,
I think it's a five-game roadie for him.
Yeah, they've been playing on the road a lot. Yeah, you're right.
Cousy was asked if he's a top-five player. He said, I don't give an S.
Mm-hmm. Because Oshie said he was.
I love that response. I think that's a perfect response.
Yeah, it's great. I don't give an S about any of that
stuff. Did Oshie score again?
I think he was on the score sheet.
I mean, a goal.
Let me double check. Yeah. Oshie, yes. He got the empty netter.
So he scored. Oh, he got it. All right.
Yeah. Still counts.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Definitely counts.
You know, when you look at the end of the year in that category.
It doesn't say EN. It just says
goals.
G. Yep. It's in the G column.
Just a G.
You goals. Don't remember which ones are
exactly
ENs.
By the way, we're also going to talk some fantasy football on the show today. Dave Richard joins us from CBS Sports at 9 o'clock. Cakes despises waiver wires.
I hate them with a passion.
We have the waiver wire.
Yeah, it's stinks.
And this is when you know you're down to the nubs, when you're grasping for Wendell Smallwood and he's not available,
right.
And then you're considering Chris Ivory or Latavius Murray?
Oh, then that tells me, first of all, that you're probably in a 12 to 14 team league.
12 team league.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a bunch of dreck on the waiver wire. But it's, look, sometimes you have to be a bottom feeder and grab one of those guys and hope that they can be productive. I don't like either of them unless, like, LeSean McCoy gets traded out of Buffalo. Then Ivory might have some value, but.
Both of them had double-digit carries last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're backups.
Yeah, I mean, you're in bye week hell, and it's only going to get worse starting next week when I think four teams are on bye instead of two.
So you got a Thursday night football game tonight. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. And the Redskins, of course, are preparing for their game on Sunday, 1 o'clock against Carolina. And listening to Jay Gruden, half the offense couldn't practice.
Mm. Yeah, they still have injuries.
Oh, really?
Half of them didn't even, or a bunch of guys, didn't participate in the walkthrough.
Right. Like Crowder and Richardson, so two of the top receivers, couldn't practice. Adrian Peterson and Chris Thompson, their top two running backs, couldn't practice. Doxson goes without saying. He probably still got the boot on.
I think
he
was limited. I think what they said, with Jace admitted yesterday, that heel's going to bother him the whole season.
Right. Mm. It's going to linger. Linger longer.
Man, he's always
ready
got
to
something.
Move on.
He's
ready to move on.
Yo, you know what? Jay Gruden is, too.
Yeah,
if you got Jay Gruden,
how are they going to survive without those four catches for 48 yards?
No, he was overdrafted. That's not his fault. And
it's not his fault.
And especially with the beginning of the end for him was when Alex Smith was brought in to be the quarterback. Because doesn't fit the mold of a guy that's going to mesh with Alex Smith and what he does well.
True.
And he can't stay on the field
because
of injuries. So it's a perfect bad storm for him.
It's no indictment. You have to be one of the best of the best to thrive in this league. You have to be world class. You have to have the commitment, the desire, the relentlessness, all of that. And you got to be healthy. He didn't appear to have a lot of those traits.
Yep. Well, he's been very unlucky.
Yeah, sure. It just doesn't happen to
I'm
some
not
people.
Saying that, you know,
for 3 years,
I'm not saying he's
people.
Well, just with, the injuries.
It just doesn't happen for some people. Sometimes it's injuries.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
It's just you don't have a quarterback and it'll throw you away. Sometimes it's
now,
just
I'm not saying
not
he would have been a stud if he wasn't injured, but he's been very unlucky.
I'm going to go on the side. If he's just not good enough, and it's okay because it takes the best of the best.
He's proven that.
You're also hearing whispers he doesn't love the game.
Yeah, you got to have a passion for it. You got to be relentless. You got to be obsessed with it to thrive at the National Football League. You know, it's fine. He was a good college player. He had a nice little career. Made a little bit of money. It's good. Go live your life.
Safe to say that those
not
of you
work.
that bought Doxson jerseys at some point, and there can't be a lot of you, that they'll be vintage in the span of, what, 12 more games?
They'll be at TJ Maxx for $12.99.
Like he wears 18, right?
Like the Kirk Cousins jersey.
The jerseys we received from the Redskins when the Redskins PR guys came in here or the front office people.
Were they 18?
They were all number 18
yes.
for the year.
For the year, right.
Correct.
18. I was actually going to wear it. Had the Redskins won on Redskins Overtime Live.
Right.
They lost. They got smashed on Monday night, so I just kept it in the bag. Can't even remember what I wore. I wore whatever I wore to pregame show.
Yeah. Are the Skins actually favored by one? Did I see
yes,
that?
Yes.
That's just bizarre.
Home faves.
By the way,
home
you know what Cam Newton's record is against Redskins?
Mm.
Undefeated.
Never lost.
Yeah.
I don't believe he's thrown a pick against them.
And he's never thrown a pick. He's 4-0.
I'll pick the
That's
Panthers.
What Vegas thinks.
I'll pick the Panthers, but as Cake says, it's the kind of game where the Redskins will come out and they'll play a little tougher. They'll bounce back after a catastrophic loss, and you know maybe they'll win. The good thing is, and I'm down on the Skins, the good thing is, man, the schedule's not nearly as daunting as I thought it was going to be 3 or 4 months ago. I never thought it was going to break this way. I never thought they could conceivably go a stretch of 7 or 8 games where they don't play a team with a winning record.
We didn't know the NFC East stunk on ice. It does.
The NFC East is not nearly as good. Mm-hmm. And, Atlanta's disappointed. Tampa's, there are a bunch of teams that they coming up that just aren't living up to expectations. So, as the Redskins
Atlanta
are.
Loses again this week, they're 1-5.
Yeah.
They're done.
As bad as the Redskins are, they can still hang.
The Falcons are very close to Puntville if they're not there already.
Who are they playing, Tampa this week?
Yes, they host Tampa.
If they don't win that game, it's Puntville.
I mean, it's a home game. They should beat Tampa, you would think.
Wow. I think it already is.
And Ryan's a better quarterback at home than he is on the road.
At least 2-4, you still have a shot.
Right.
1-5, you're done.
I would think. It's a fast season. It goes by quick.
1-5, you have zero shot at making the playoffs.
You're done. You're dead.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls if people want to chime in. It's Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. See if we can get these going early.
Can weave in some tweets. You can tweet us at Junks Radio. I know we received a couple hypotheticals last night.
We always somebody those. Calling in here from Thailand. Is that correct? Let's go to Jeff.
The power of the Junks, EB.
Jeff, what's up, buddy? How are you, man?
How's it going, boys? I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Well, good. So I have no idea. What time is it in Thailand?
It is 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
And why are you in Thailand? Please don't say it's a sex trip.
No, I'm on my honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, wow. So it is a sex trip.
Why did you?
I'm on my honeymoon.
Why did you decide
we're
going to
hit the skins at 7?
Yeah, right. You want to call back?
We went to Thailand and Cambodia. They're cheap and they're silly. AWOD with pride.
Really?
Cambodia is silly?
Is your wife Thai?
Is she Thai? No, but she's silly.
Do you know that Jack talk Thai? You know Jack talk Thai?
That reference is over my head.
I don't get that joke.
That reference.
It kind of makes me
What's
laugh.
What's it from?
It's from a movie.
What movie?
Meet the Fockers.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that 25 years ago.
So funny.
All right, so Jeff, so you're in Thailand, you're with your wife on your honeymoon, but the skins are getting under your skin. You felt the need to call in. I love this.
I was following it on my phone, and I've just been upset about it. And I just feel like at the end of the day, we're not the type of team that's going to attract the best free agents, and we're not the best at drafting and things like that. So we're always going to have mediocre to good players. Mm-hmm. And if that's ever going to be the case, then you have to have a coach that's able to elevate the team. You know, we're not in a position. We had 2 weeks to prepare for a game against a very good team, and just go out and lay an egg just ruined my day.
Yeah. Oh, it ruined a lot of people's day. I looked forward to that all day.
It was a gross performance all the way around by the Redskins.
And he used the word mediocre, and it's so true.
But you know what? What if they beat Carolina in the 3-2?
It's fine. It's just they're not an impressive 3-2. They're a run-of-the-mill,
all right,
mediocre.
It's not impressive, but you're taking 3-2.
Of course.
Sure, but
you think Atlanta would take 3-2?
They're at best a 500 team. They're at best a 500 team.
I've already predicted they'll go 6-6.
They got a 500 coach. As much as I like Jay,
not even a 500
They're coach. In year five. That's what they are.
I think he's 7 games under 500.
Yeah, but they're 500-ish team with him. You know, I mean, he can have an outlier year, but they are what they are.
Somebody tweeted us last night at Junks Radio if you want to hit us up for Open Tweet Thursday, or you can call us at 800-636-1067. Can we have an early update of what the Junkies had for dinner? It's been a while.
Junks for dinner last night.
I have to think about that for a second.
I did chicken tenderloin on the grill. My wife made some pasta salad, and we had sweet potatoes as well.
I had tilapia. What else?
Tilapia, put hot sauce on it?
I don't. No, I put a little adobo, a little Old Bay. My wife put some sort of seasoning.
Love hot
on
sauce
there,
on
too.
My tilapia.
Of course you do.
I know I had a veggie. I'm trying to think. Did I have asparagus? I can't remember. And then just like some potatoes. Pretty simple. We actually wanted to just go simple and go to Safeway and just grab a chicken. I don't know if you guys ever do that.
Yeah, rotisserie chicken.
Like in a pinch, my wife will say, hey, just go to Safeway. Just grab a whole chicken that's
chicken.
Cooked, you know, like for $7.
Yeah.
And then grab a bag of salad, and that'll be like a nice quick dinner. For 2 days in a row, they haven't had the roasted chickens out.
Oh, well, that's a disgrace.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, that's an indictment on a bad store.
2 days in a row.
You got to have 50. Fully
usually,
prepared rotisserie chickens.
Usually there's 20
pickup.
Chickens.
I mean, there's
pick
so
one up.
Many.
Yeah, there's no chickens.
Chicken.
Well, you got to go to Harris Teeter.
The upset is, at least right now,
Harris Teeter always has chickens.
Ate at home and didn't eat out.
My kid ate out. My son eats out every day.
Went out for dinner last night in Poolsville, MD.
What time, about 4 p.m.?
There's not
a bevy of choices there.
Not a lot, because Poolsville's small. Went to Bassett's.
That's a hike. You drove all the way out to Poolsville?
My daughter had a field hockey game.
Okay.
You think I would just randomly go to Poolsville?
Don't know. I've never heard of anyone ever going to Poolsville
for
dinner.
Poolsville,
I did to get my Bitcoin money.
Had a field hockey game, so we had to eat something in Poolsville.
Who do you guys play in Poolsville? Like, what school is there?
Poolsville High School.
Oh, I've never even heard of it. And that's in Montgomery County? And that's in Montgomery County?
Trust me.
It's farm country.
It's in the furthest reaches
of Montgomery
County.
There's nothing but farms there.
If you give
me a map. I've been to Poolsville for like lacrosse tournaments, but I didn't know it was actually Montgomery County.
I don't know exactly where it is in Montgomery County, but if you had a map right here.
I figured it was like.
It would be in one of the corners furthest away from where I live. It's legit. So it's 45 minutes.
Is it almost Frederick County?
It has to be.
Pretty close to Frederick County?
It has to be. How could it not
be? I would have bet probably money it wasn't Montgomery County.
Because I just keep driving and driving until I almost hit Markov's Haunted Forest.
All right, so what did you have for dinner?
French dip.
All right.
French dip's pretty good.
And a side of? French fries.
Fries is your standard side with French dip.
I understand.
You have your au jus sauce. You got your horseradish. And I thought it was kind of weird. Threw a pickle on the side. Of course, I ate about half of that. So that was my dinner.
Only half a pickle?
Only about half to three quarters of the pickle.
Jason?
Yeah. Recorded Big Fat Winners. It'll be a new episode.
That's what you ate for dinner?
Right. Recorded a new episode of BFW and then came upstairs. Did it in the basement. And then came upstairs and my wife had made grilled chicken and some. She went to Harris Teeter and got the Bob Evans pre-made mashed potatoes.
Those are good.
Throw those in the microwave.
Oh, they're so
delicious.
Tasty. So buttery.
Did she buy some gravy to put on the mashed potatoes?
No, you didn't really need it. They're so tasty.
Gravy.
And then a salad. Pretty standard.
Yep.
Nice.
Chicken, mashed, and salad.
Southeast, dinner last night.
Let me guess.
Didn't JP go? What did he say? Oh, yeah. Didn't feel like cooking. No chance my wife was going to cook. So we went out to Northside 10, and I had...
what is that? Never
sounds
heard of
foofy.
It.
It's just a restaurant bar that's close to me.
Right.
And then I had Parmesan-crusted flounder.
Nice.
Sounds
good. What did your bride have? What did Laura have?
She had short rib.
Short rib is so good, like a braised short
rib.
Yeah,
it melted in her mouth. She was so size.
So
she ate in about 5 minutes, though.
Yeah. She crushed it. Drabby, I mean, would you go to Moe's or something?
This will surprise you.
Yeah.
I went out for a cheeseburger. Yeah. There's a place called The Habit. I think it's a chain out.
Hamburger.
There's just a new one right by my house in Chantilly.
Yeah. Seated on Rockville Pike. I haven't dabbled yet.
Got Santa Barbara charburger.
Barbara?
Avocados and... onions last
night. Oh, you really fancied up your burger. I liked it.
Really? Avocados
loved
were gross.
It. What
did Sally get?
Oh, she ate at home.
She ate at home.
No idea what she ate.
Oh, really?
Oh, did you
guys
go
don't
by yourself?
Eat together generally?
No, generally we do, but I was being selfish.
Yeah.
I knew she
wasn't. Did you bother? Because I've been scolded about this lately. I'll go to like the Cava, pick up something on the way home, and then she'll say, "You didn't ask me." So I've been going out of my way to make sure I'm asking.
No, because
I would ask.
Yeah, sounds like you're walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
Well, I went to Wegmans to buy her, avocados and tomatoes for a salad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want that.
I walk on the eggshells.
Got a cheeseburger next door.
Always with you.
So you took care of her.
She was fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Good.
Oh, my wife had chicken pot pie, and I had a little bit of that, too.
Chicken pot pie. Man. I haven't had one of those in years, but that's so good.
Oh, so good.
A good chicken pot pie, the crust.
But it's not, it wasn't homemade.
No, it was out at a restaurant. It was at Bassett's.
Oh, yeah, it was at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Restaurant. I don't think I've ever had a homemade one.
Oh, yeah, you put the biscuits on it? Oh, man.
I don't think I've ever had a home. I've always had something you just throw in the oven.
My wife can make some really good pot pie.
You won't have her make some and bring it in here?
No, I probably won't. But it's trust me.
You want to have a pot pie contest?
I would
against the one I
that's
buy.
That's bit season. That's again 2019. You got to look forward.
All right. Well, that's how you play open line, open text, open tweet Thursday, 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. As I mentioned, Alan May is going to join us. We'll talk some Caps hockey coming up at 8:20. Dave Richard on fantasy football at 9 o'clock here on The Junkie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Love Glory Days Grill. They took care of us.
They did.
This past week.
They're good people.
On Monday Night Football. They even brought us shots.
I wasn't manly enough to drink the Smokehouse whiskey shots, but it was very nice of them to bring them by.
I was manly enough to try every appetizer they brought by.
Yeah, we certainly dabbled
with those. I even tried the Impossible Burger.
Yes, I tried it too.
Which is a burger made of zero meat.
Yeah.
But it tastes like a regular burger.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a veggie burger?
It's not a traditional veggie burger.
Hamburger.
It's called the Impossible Burger. I don't know the exact mix of items. I know soybeans is in it.
Okay.
It's actually pretty good.
I'm going to pass on that
Surprising.
One.
But they also brought out nachos and wings.
Absolutely.
And their staples.
Boneless wings. So, they had everything.
Join us on Sunday at 11 o'clock for the Sports Junkies pregame show. We're in Manassas at the Glory Days Grill. I didn't even realize this until this morning when I was looking at the Wizards box score because I knew they played last night, didn't see it. EB mentioned that it was just available via streaming.
Right.
Because I actually put on NBC Sports Washington last night, and what did I see? Four fools talking about the Redskins passing game. Mm-hmm. So then I changed the station because I don't need to see us talking about Alex Smith again. And I was like, oh, I guess the Wizards aren't on TV. That it's now a week till the season starts.
Yeah.
Their 18th, first right? game is in 1 week.
October 18th.
You know,
it's
coming. I was telling...
life is on a bullet train, yeah. My friend.
I was telling Dravy and Valdez before the show to see if they can find the audio of Jimmy Butler doing his sit-down with Rachel Nichols. So that mm-hmm. was kind of the viral story that was making
story.
Waves yesterday in the
Huge
NBA.
Story.
So Jimmy did show up and apparently just bawled out of his mind, took like the third stringers and ran them past the starters, uh-huh. talking trash the whole time. And then conveniently had a, like 2 hours later, had a sit down with Rachel Nichols. And so I have this preconceived notion of Jimmy Butler. And then I see him sit down in the interview. I love the guy. I'd love to have that dude on
charming.
Our team.
Intense. I told
it's
you this a week
ago. Charming.
The Wizards should be in play.
I just bought his passion for basketball. I bought what he was selling.
Oh, yeah. He's a grinder.
Yeah. And
he's very talented. He could be psycho, though.
He might be, but he's got a passion for basketball. And that just when they show the record, like with him and without him, they clearly need him. And he said, look, he said, I'm not the most talented guy on here. The most talented guy here is Cat. The most God-given ability, that's Wiggins. He's got, you know, 8 feet long arms. He can jump out the gym.
Yeah, they don't play as hard.
He said, but nobody plays harder than me.
Yeah.
And I just love that attitude.
Well, what was that rumor that we threw out there a few weeks ago that Butler was hanging out with Cat's girl? Or remember that?
Yeah, that was something like that.
Was that just a rumor? Is that just a radio rumor?
I'm not buying it.
Who knows?
Did he smash his girlfriend or something?
I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I remember. There was something like that. But I'm not buying it. He actually said he loved his teammates. You know, I'm not even sure I quite understand exactly what he's saying, and I watched the whole interview.
I can't imagine he loves his teammates.
That's what he said. He said he loves the organization, he loves the team, but it was not about that. He kept saying it was about being honest.
I think it's about respect.
Jalen Rose said it's about money.
He's just an ego.
But he said, Jalen Rose, it's about money. Cat got a big deal. Wiggins got a big deal.
What was Cat's deal?
I don't know.
He got the Supermax.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Wiggins got...
Well, Butler turned down $110 million.
Yeah, but apparently...
He wants more.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he wants max money,
that's
too.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So, that's where it comes about respect.
That's why he's screaming at the GM at practice, you need me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
But anyway, I had this preconceived notion of Jimmy Butler. I expected to be this sort of this grumpy, like, not even... I don't know. And he wasn't the guy that I thought he would be. And I really liked him.
Remember, D. Wade got bitter at him because he was sliding into Gabby Union's DMs.
Yeah,
he actually didn't slide into the DMs, but he was giving a thumbs up when she was posting bikini pictures. And right. He didn't like it.
Can you blame him?
She just wants ADs. Why is D. Wade getting so bitter?
Former teammate Jimmy Butler shouldn't be giving thumbs up, apparently. Or likes, whatever the heck it is, on Instagram.
There's nothing wrong with that, I don't think.
If that's the true story that he just wants his guys, you know, the players to play harder.
Well, it's not just that.
Then I'm okay with that.
He wants money.
But if he's just using that as a shield and it's all about money, then I don't respect it.
Would you give up Otto and a first round pick?
Oh yeah.
For Jimmy Butler.
Oh yeah.
I would too.
Oh yeah. I probably would give up any of our guys.
Well, you'd have to get him signed.
And a pick.
Sure.
I'd probably give up any of our guys.
Is this the final year in his deal?
I think he's signed through 2020.
But is that next year? Is that a player option?
I don't know.
Okay.
So I'm kind of pumped for the basketball season. I know you guys aren't. I'm the biggest NBA mark here. I was driving home from the Monday Night Football postgame show I do on NBC Sports Washington, Redskins Overtime Live, and FOB was on. Pharrell on the bench.
Get on my bench, JP. Right.
He was jocking Luka Doncic.
He was he?
That's jocking his guy. Now, I think that we know, Cakes and I used to play this game, where when we carpooled years and years ago, we would listen to Pharrell on the ride home, and Pharrell would recap box scores every 5 minutes. It was almost like he didn't have material. I'm not killing him, but he would give you an update.
Sure.
Second inning of a game, then
wanted,
come back, third inning of the game, fourth inning of
the game. Gamblers like this dog.
Yeah. He was clearly watching Luka Doncic that night, but Doncic was like, this guy won't miss an open shot. It's got a great shot.
And then he said, he's like, his court vision's unbelievable. So I'm going to keep my eye on Luka Doncic, who is the Euro that the Dallas Mavericks drafted.
Well, I'm going to be keeping my eye on him, too, because over the next, I don't know how many days, I'm participating in drab T-shirts, wackadoo, NBA salary, like, mega draft, where it's just an open draft. You just go and pick guys, but you have to pick them. You have a salary cap. You act like a real NBA GM. So you got to find those guys who are going to produce but aren't hyper expensive.
Right.
Like a Doncic.
So it's kind of forgotten. It's like a DFS deal.
Was he the third pick? Like, I remember Ayton was one.
Yeah.
And Ayton has shown that he looks like he's going to be a star stud for the Phoenix Suns, seven-footer. And then Bagley was number two by Sacramento. I can't really remember the draft there.
He was number three. He was drafted by the Hawks.
And then they traded him, yeah.
Got you.
And the Hawks had, like, three first-round picks.
Trae Young went high. I think he was, like, fifth or sixth.
I used to think Pharrell was doing a bit with his voice, but I guess that's just his voice.
His voice.
He's partied hard.
Your top five was Jaren Jackson Jr. went fourth to Memphis, and then Trae Young was picked fifth and traded. Bamba, sixth. Wendell Carter, seventh to the Bulls. And Colin Sexton went to the Cavs at eight, the point guard.
Colin Sexton's making a little bit more money now than he was in college.
Yeah, I would guess it probably is.
By the way, speaking of, did you see Jake Layman went off last night? Now it's preseason, doesn't really matter.
I did not see that.
28, hit 18 first
quarter. Is Layman still with Portland?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Problem is, he just has so many talented guys in front of him.
Yeah, but hey.
Tough for him to get some time.
Hey. I still get sized.
Sure. 28's 28.
I still get sized when I see it. And then I Googled.
I also saw Jimmer Fredette went off last night.
Well, he's playing in China.
No, but he is playing for a Chinese team, but they were playing.
Oh, against an NBA team?
I can't even remember who they played.
Ah, okay.
I think it was the Rockets. The Rockets notoriously have bad defense, but if you watch the Jimmer highlight reel.
He gets iced?
Oh, he's just knocking down long threes, pull-up jumpers, backboard shots. He looked great.
All right, we're going to do a little weather update here.
Yeah, because anytime there's a hurricane or big storm, you know, I like to talk to the local meteorologists. And we've got Amelia Draper on from NBC4.
Oh, nice. Very good. Welcome. Nice.
Amelia, hey, guys.
What's up, Amelia? How you doing?
Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
So give us the update. Well, like, we know it's been devastating there. Maybe you could update us there a little bit. But what are the real implications for us? Because ultimately, that's what we care about.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right.
So here for our... For us today, we're going to be dealing with rain, but it's not just from Michael. It's actually from a cold front back to the west. So we're already seeing some scattered showers out there now. We're going to continue to see areas of rain throughout the day today. And then tonight, like 6, 7 p.m., Michael is really going to lead to some areas of heavy rain east of 95, so southern Maryland, Prince George's County, Anne Arundel County. 2 to 4 inches there could lead to some flash flooding. And then behind this front, that's going to help to bring Michael out to sea. We're talking about temperatures tomorrow in the 60s with breezy winds, too. I have to say on Saturday, I think temperatures are only going to be in the 50s. So, of course, in the southeast, just the devastation there is incredible. This historic storm down there. And for us, it's like we're going from summer to November overnight tonight into tomorrow morning.
So I saw yesterday that they said that this storm was the biggest or strongest storm since Andrew to hit Florida. Is that true?
So here's the thing with, yes, and also where the storm hit in the panhandle of Florida right around Panama City, they've never had a Category 4 hurricane hit that area. They've had a couple of Category 3s, but never a Category 4. Also, the intensity of the storm, the pressure was historic in that nature. And the storm is also really close to becoming a Category 5 storm. Typically, when we see storms like this moving toward Florida in the Gulf, they have their intensity coming down as they continue to head northward. This storm, though, once it was in the Caribbean, continued to pick up intensity as it pushed into the Gulf and then eventually into Florida. We never saw any weakening with this storm, which is pretty unusual.
Mm. So my daughter has a travel softball tournament in Virginia Beach this weekend. Talk to me about that.
You know what? We're not worried about rain this weekend because, again, Michael's going to move out with help from this cold front overnight tonight. It's just going to be all about the temperatures, and I think that's going to be kind of the shock of it because everybody's been talking about Michael so much that I hope the message isn't lost of how much cooler it's going to be this weekend. Like up in Pennsylvania, temperatures are going to be in the 40s. Here we're talking 50s and 60s. So Virginia Beach, temperatures are going to be, you know, in the 60s, which we're not used to. We've been having temperatures in the 80s since Monday. Even on Sunday, we were extremely warm around here.
But it's going to rain all day.
No rain.
But it's going to rain today and tomorrow in Virginia Beach, correct?
Just today.
Just today.
So okay. Michael's going to be out of there tomorrow. Yeah, Michael's moving out to sea later today, very early tomorrow morning. And when I say early, I'm talking about like 2, 3 a.m. on Friday. So unless you're traveling down there tonight, you're looking good. But again, if you're traveling today, anywhere from New England down into parts of the Carolinas, even a little bit further south into Georgia, you're going to be dealing with rain from Michael and from the cold front.
So today here in the D.C. area, just going to be rain all day.
Rain at times. You know, it's not going to be a constant rain, but yeah, we're definitely going to be dealing with rain at times, and it's still muggy out there.
Yeah.
No sun either today.
Okay. All right, Amelia. Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you. Thanks for coming
Thanks
on.
For the update.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yep. All right, you too.
I was getting gas today. You know, I put my $20 in.
Yeah.
And
so bizarre.
Never a fill up.
And my buddy pulls up in his truck next to me. I say, "Hey, what's up, man? What are you doing?" He goes, "Oh, we're going to Myrtle Beach for a golf trip."
Right.
So he had four of his buddies, and actually three of my buddies were in there. I go, "What are you guys going to Myrtle Beach? There's a hurricane down
there." Yeah, they like playing in monsoons.
They said, "Yeah, we're going."
Pretty full.
Well, it's already been downgraded, right? It's not a hurricane anymore.
Tropical storm now.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But the damage
a lot
is
of rain.
Done. It'd be soaked.
I mean, if you saw some of the video of what the winds were doing.
Cart path only.
Oh, that was CPO is the worst.
Just the worst.
It takes forever.
The terrible
it adds like
idea.
45 minutes to your round.
I saw the one video I'm sure you guys all saw. Jason didn't, I'm sure, on social media of, is it Mexico Beach?
Mexico
Did
Beach,
you guys
Florida.
See that? It was underwater. Like, I've never seen a town underwater like that. You couldn't see, all you could see were the roofs of the homes.
Right.
So that must have been like at least a 15-foot storm surge.
150 mile per hour winds.
I just couldn't believe that some people actually stayed behind in Panama City Beach, Florida. Like, it was a mandatory evacuation. They said 150 mile an hour winds are coming.
Yep.
Like, unless you're infirmed or don't have a car or have no way of leaving, you got to get out. You can't do anything to protect your home when 150 mile an hour winds come ashore.
I heard,
There's
a, woman,
no point in
I heard a woman on the news. She said, "This was my first hurricane, and I promise you, it's my last. Time to move.
Yeah. It's time to get out."
I'm sure a lot of people say that at the time, but they end up staying.
People there were trapped. They said once the winds are sustained at 40 miles per hour, they shut down the bridges because they're unsafe.
Yeah,
you're trapped.
Yeah. I could see myself being stupid maybe and staying if I was in like a high-rise apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I would think, I'll be fine. I could see myself, but the problem is you could be trapped there for days and you get no help and, you know.
Right.
You know,
you're cut off from the outside world.
But I could see myself stocking up on some water and just saying, F it. Especially if I didn't have family or a place to go.
It's a road trip. I'm heading inland. I'm heading away from the storm.
I'm getting out of town.
All right, yeah. It is Open
what
Line
Thursday.
What are
you going to do with no Wi-Fi and no cell service?
I don't know.
You can talk about whatever you want here on Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067, if you want to call the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we hit the scans as we do each morning. Interesting comments from corner Josh Norman responding to D'Angelo Hall's comments on this show where he said that Josh Norman may be more into being a Hollywood celeb type than worrying about football. So we'll get to that coming up at 7 o'clock. It is Open Line Thursday. Lines are wide open at 800-636-1067.
They could be more wide open, Cakes.
Get some.
I'm guessing they won't be wide open at 9 when Dave Richard joins us to talk fantasy football.
Always amazing to me. People love
fantasy. Call us now if you'd like to steer the show. We're actually going to mix things up a little bit. Typically, in the 6 a.m. hour, we don't get to the entertainment page, but we will right now with EB's entertainment page.
You love it, Cakes.
I'm just waiting for you to entertain me.
Jason, you're going to love this. And I think you need to reiterate the story that you told last week. Lenny Dykstra was indicted on charges of possession of meth, coke, and making terroristic threats.
Just a mess.
From that incident, I think, with the Uber driver, wherever that was, maybe in May of something like of earlier this year. Jason told the story, was it last week, where you said, like, within the last few weeks, he texted you and asked you for like $10,000, right?
No. He texted Ryan the Bellman.
Ryan
the Bellman, who would call periodically, who was a bellman at a swanky hotel in L.A.
It is swanky.
And he and I and Dykstra hung out together a couple summers ago. So that's where he started that relationship. And he kept in touch with Ryan the Bellman. And a couple weeks ago, he had texted Ryan asking for $10,000 He said he'd pay him back $15K. He said it was an investment.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He said it's an investment opportunity. Give me $10K, I'll pay you back $15.
It sounds like a classic Ponzi scheme or pyramid scheme.
Well, it sounds like either to pay for a lawyer or to pay for drugs.
Yeah, it sounds like a guy desperate for drug money.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what it sounds like.
Speaking of investments,
he's just a mess. Mm.
I'm happy to report. Outside of $6, yes. I'm officially out of Bitcoin and Ethereum.
You're out of the crypto game?
Look at you.
It made its way over to my bank account.
Finally.
I only took a $3,200 loss.
Not
That's
bad.
Quite a bad. Out of $5,000. But
in.
I was just reading that yesterday, cryptocurrency lost $13 billion worth of value.
Yeah, Bitcoin was down 5%. That's
well,
nothing.
The entire market just took a bath.
Yeah. The stock market
stock
was down
market
like 800 points.
Cratered.
But yeah, I think Bitcoin was down 5%.
You know what? When Bitcoin passes 16,000,
mm-hmm.
talk to me because that's where I bought it.
he won't be talking to you for quite a while because yeah. it's right around 6K.
How's your crypto game gone?
I'm holding strong.
Hey, you holding took a, strong, but what? How much?
How much
have
am
you
I down?
Lost? Yeah,
I think I'm down about.
You bought it at like 15, right? 15K.
14, I think. But I think I'm down like about 6,500.
Mm-hmm.
How much like was that. Your initial investment?
I think about. Like 9 or 10.
Oh,
so yeah. I mean, look, it's been a loser. That's fine.
Yeah, it was a big loser. I just put.
I have a lot of. Winners.
I put all my Bitcoin into my sportsbook account.
Yeah, that's probably a better investment for you.
Well,
I'm gonna see if it turns around.
Give you some chips to play with.
Yeah.
You only listen like any
I don't even
investment.
Want to know what ICPT.
You should only put it in there if you can afford to lose it. So I can afford to lose it. It's fine. I'd love to see it turn around.
Right,
but.
Of course you would.
So
if somebody said, here's a $6,500 check, which is how much you lost, you'd be butt-sized if they just handed it
but
to you.
But honestly, if it went back up like right now, let's say in the next 3 weeks, it went back up to where I bought it, I don't think I would sell it. I want to ride it out. What the bitch you go with the John McAfee's half
exactly.
a million?
I know. You want to see it go high.
Speaking When's of, he going to do what he threatened to do?
He's going
to
eat his own junk?
Oh, yeah.
I think by 2020, something
oh,
like
that's
that.
Not that far away.
Not that far away. We got
that's
a lot
kind of around
to do.
The corner.
We got a lot of catch up.
By the way, speaking of big dollars, that drab T-shirt told me during the break. I believe the combined Powerball Mega Millions jackpots are mega swole right
get
now.
Get your tickets,
like 800 million plus. I'm definitely getting tickets after the show today. 100%.
I have some in my wallet.
I always want to have that micro sweat.
Jason, there's more.
By the way, why did the market tank yesterday?
I couldn't tell you.
Rising interest rates a little bit, and then I think the Google leaks or something. You know, all these tech companies are having all these security issues.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Why can't people just buy?
Yeah, I don't know. Jen Garner's in the news again. A little Ben Affleck update for you. So we talked about it yesterday. There's conflicting reports, but it appears that Ben is moving on from that Shauna Sexton.
Yes.
Now they're saying Matt Damon is the one that convinced him to donk her off.
So you have to ditch her.
That all his friends are saying it's butt rude to sign your divorce papers and kind of have this peace pipe thing with Jen Garner, your ex-wife, where you discuss, you know, the future of your children together and how you guys are going to handle all that, and then fly out to the ranch you own together and start tagging your new 21-year-old silly.
He'd be a man as needs.
He does, but he didn't have to go. That's, like, disrespectful. It's where his kids go.
Yeah.
That's the place he had with his wife.
Sure. It's like a sacred place.
And apparently, when you're going through, like, a 12-step program or anything like that, they say the last thing they want you to do is have a new relationship.
Yeah, like an intense new relationship.
Yeah, like, that's the first thing you got to do. Get rid of that. You got to focus on your sobriety.
Yeah.
So hopefully will. But Jen Garner doesn't have any of those issues. They say she's basically been waiting 3 years for this. She's ready to start dating.
Oh, she is.
Oh, she sighs.
She's ready to unleash it.
Yeah. She might. Yeah. She start. She wants to smash. She said she had the whole, you know, Ben going through the rehab thing. And that was like took a big toll on her.
I mean,
but
she's never been more high profile. I see her on TV all the time. Capital One.
Not going to be hard for her to find.
Every time I turn on TV.
Not going to be hard for her to find dates.
Of course not.
But she wasn't ready for that. But now, papers are signed. She's ready. And they say she already has a guy that she's seeing. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
That's her jumping in the dating pool. She's back in.
Speaking of, they're now saying there are rumors that Khloe Kardashian cheated on Tristan Thompson with her ex, French Montana. A few months ago.
No, she just loves rappers
French
and basketball
is.
Players.
Yep. She loves ballers and rappers.
I've heard the name. I don't know what French Montana does.
He's a rapper.
He usually guests on. I used to see him like guest rap on songs.
Okay.
Whatever. The rumor yesterday
no
was.
No chance he won 4 Super Bowls.
And French Montana looks to me, he's almost Hispanic looking. I don't know.
He's a light-skinned guy. I don't know where he's from.
The big Montana at Arby's is way more important to me than French Montana.
You would think Chloe knows all about the big Montana.
Yeah, she probably
I think
does.
He's Moroccan, JP.
She's
okay, Moroccan. totally off base. He's Moroccan, like Othello.
This thing not working. How come this thing's not charging my computer case?
I don't know.
Got a nubby.
You got a hoopty.
How come this thing
got a hoopty charger?
How come it's not charging my computer? All right, I got to figure that out. Selena Gomez is in the news. I know she has a bunch of hit songs. I couldn't tell you what the names of them were.
Well, Valdez apparently is ready for this portion of the EP. I mean, he had that with the quickness.
But she apparently has checked into a mental health facility after suffering an emotional breakdown.
She misses the Biebs?
They say, no, I think this all, maybe that's part of it. But they say, you know, she had that.
She got sick.
She had like a kidney thing or something that, she had like a kidney transplant or something like a year or so ago. And they were doing like testing on her and they found her that she had a really low like white blood count.
Everything
or something like
I
that.
Am, and you owe me with my
out.
Liver and my kidneys.
And they said, she said, I want to get out of here. I said, no, you can't leave. She started ripping the IV things out of her.
Oh, that's a bold move.
They said she had basically a full-blown emotional breakdown, and they put her into some special program there for people that have, like, mental health issues. So she's 26 years old.
She had lupus.
Yeah, she has lupus, but she also had something where she had, like, a kidney or something replaced.
I think that affected. I think that was the reason
that
she had
was?
The transplant.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If you're a Selena
So it's not
Gomez
just
fan.
A child star gone crazy.
Gone cuckoo?
No, I don't think so.
No, she's been sick.
I think she's got some health issues, and that's taking a toll on her. Yoko Ono, do you have this? Yoko Ono, apparently.
I didn't even know Yoko was still alive.
She's got to be in her 70s. 70s.
I'll say 74.
74? Okay. I'm going to say older than that, but maybe you're right.
Tell you right now, Ricky.
They say, I guess she still puts out albums.
Oh. 85.
She's 85.
Wow.
And she put out a cover of Imagine on her new album. They say it's the worst
sure
thing
it's,
ever.
I'm sure it's great.
Every time I've ever heard Imagine her, she's just screaming.
No heaven. It's easy if you try.
It's worse than William Hung.
No hell be lost. Above us on this sky.
Oh my God.
She's 85.
She doesn't have an ounce of musical
Imagine
talent.
Imagine all the people.
Never did.
Are you kidding me?
Living for today.
I mean, she's 85.
She's not 85. She could be 25.
Okay, but she was 25.
She's 85. Age is not why it sucks.
Well, you think it doesn't have. You think somebody's as good singing at 85 when they're 25?
She was a terrible singer at 25.
She was awful.
I agree with that.
It's not. But it doesn't suck because she's 85. It sucks because she sucks.
It contributes.
So you're telling me people bought that?
I can't imagine one person.
No way.
We did a story last week that
Mariah didn't have one buyer.
Didn't have one sale in 3 days.
Are you telling me at least one person bought
that? All the people.
Who spent a dollar or whatever Apple? Nobody buys.
I bet you someone did.
Imagine all the people.
Another all the people.
Yeah, that's gotta go
side by side.
If that's not on the machine in a week, you're not doing your job.
And last but not least, Montel Williams says he's lucky to be alive after suffering from a sudden stroke.
What was his ditty? He had that one hit.
Montel Williams?
No. I'm thinking about Montel Jordan.
Yeah, Montel
Jordan.
Dunce cap.
Yeah, get the dunce cap back out. He has MS, but he was working out. I remember reading this story at the time. This was the summer. He was working out in the gym, and then he said he was lifting weights, and he heard a loud pop on his left side.
Oh.
And I guess he took himself immediately to the hospital. He said he looked up, everything turned into a kaleidoscope. He knew something was majorly wrong, so they took him to the hospital, and I guess he was having a stroke. He was 9 days in the intensive care unit and 21 days in the hospital recovering.
Sounds lucky to still be here.
Jesus.
All right, when we come back, we hit the skins
for you
on the
again.
Latest from Josh Norman, his response to D'Angelo Hall's comments right here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.